We're reading from the Zohar. This is a section from the portion Acharei Mot. You can find the Hebrew text on Kab.tv. There's a link there. And you can ask questions there as well. Relevant questions
and
will be aired.
As usual, we need to renew the intention before every study of the Torah. For without intention, it's not even allowed to study the Torah. As it is written that we need to bless for the reading of the Torah because the temple was destructed, because they did not praise the in advance, meaning they didn't study for the sake of reaching a bestowal. They learned not in order to correct themselves. As it is written, I created the evil inclination. I created the Torah as a spice. Only if we go to reveal this evil in order to correct it. Therefore, also here, as the book of Zohar is so internal of all books, then we want to read it with the intention that it will bring us the reforming light, so we will be able to use this light in order to correct ourselves and to reach the world of truth, towards true adhesion, towards connection and revelation. Yes.
Paragraph 230. All the upper nations and Israel, the lower of all, because the king sent the queen away and brought in the handmaid. As it is written, the land was furious under the slave he shall rule, because the handmaid will inherit her mistress. The handmaid is the foreign malchut of the Sitra Acha. After the Rechaim, she would sit in the beginning, and then this handmaid is heir to her mistress. Instead of bestowing to the holy malchut, that handmaid takes the Sitra Acha, then the handmaid of the Sitra Acha takes all the abundance and bestows to the nations which are from her side. 231. The king without a queen is not called a king. The king who adhered to the handmaid, where is his honor? And the voice is about to tell the queen, cheer, the daughter of Jerusalem, your king will come, and the righteous will be saved. Meaning the righteous, Yesod, is the one who is saved, because he used to ride until the place that is not his, the foreign place, which is the handmaid, and nourished him, and now the queen came back to him. 232. It is said about that poor and riding a donkey, because he was poor at first, and riding a donkey, which is the lower ketels of the nations that are idol worshippers. The Creator killed their older sons in Egypt, which are called donkey, as it is written, and every older son is a beast. The righteous that is saved is because he dwelled, the righteous, Yesod, without Tzedek, Malchut. And now they coupled together, Tzedek and Tzedek. He is righteous and saved because he does no longer sit in the Sitra Acha. It is written that the righteous is lost, and there is no one there with a heart. It should have been written, he was lost, but the queen was lost, and the righteous adhered in a different place called the handmaid. 233. It is written, the righteous is the foundation of the world. There is one who says that the world stands on seven pillars, and there is one who says on one pillar, Yesod, about which it says, the righteous is the foundation of the world. And it's all one thing. Because there are seven pillars, seven sefirot, chagat nehim, and there is one pillar there called righteous, yesod. And the seven stand on him, and the world exists by him. And when the world exists by him, it is as if exists by all the seven, because the yesod includes all seven sefirot, chagat nehim. Therefore, it is written, the righteous is the foundation of the world. 234. This handmaid is destined to rule the holy land below, as the queen ruled before. As it is written, the righteous shall dwell in her. The Malchut is called righteous, righteousness, justice. And now the handmaid is heir to her mistress in everything, both above and below, and the Creator is destined to bring the queen back to her place as in the first place. Then there is the joy of the king and the joy of the queen. The joy of the king because he brought her back and separated from the handmaid, and the joy of the queen because she was brought back to connect with the king. 235. It is written, this was the world constitution for you to redeem for the children of Israel. This, the Malchut, in everywhere it is called the world's constitution, which means the decree of the king, because he put in all his laws in the Malchut and clogged them as if sealing the treasure in one place, and she is the constitution of the world. And by that, he recorded and registered all the treasures and hidden things.
It's written there is a cure to all his flesh, a doctor for broken heart, and so forth. If we open the book of Zohar, and we have no pain, we have no ailments to heal, we don't have an evil inclination that we feel that is evil, that we feel that there is something that needs to be done with it, that's evil because it separates between us and the Creator, for it is the desire to receive and not the desire to bestow, and the Creator is the desire to bestow. If we don't have preparation, then we are in a high danger of learning the holy books. For then the book bestows to a place which is not defined by us. That is, if it doesn't have something defined in us that is sick, it doesn't have what to heal. What, just to bestow for nothing? We're not attracting it. We're not drawing it. We're not demanding it. The upper light has only one action, to correct the shattering. If we come with no preparation for it, we're causing only bad from it. I look at the whole descent of the generations which we have, from the destruction of the temple until this day, and where is it from? It's from the fact that every generation there is less and less understanding of what we need to demand from the Torah. We are in a constant reality. Only the lack of the correct demand for the force of correction which exists here around us in an endless manner. This is the problem. That this is the we don't have the demand, we don't have the deficiency to correct the ego. Therefore, actually, not the study, which is the most main part, rather the preparation for the lesson, for the study. How much we prepare ourselves for the correction, how much we discover this, or at least at the time of the study, for there is an ability for this light to awaken us and illumine and shine on us, and awaken in us all our desires and thoughts that are corrupted, as the lights awaken the kelim, or shake up the kelim. In the beginning, it's the revelation of the evil, and then escape the evil, and then do good. Escape the evil for a time, we're just canceling the use in it, not it, but the use of it. And then later, and do good, meaning this good, we're also changing to good, meaning in receiving in order to bestow. So it all depends on the preparation. Or at least now, as we didn't prepare ourselves correctly, let's say I come to the lesson, and there have to be times that are constant. And let's say I couldn't prepare myself. Also, I could say about the past, that's how it was arranged from the heavens. So now, at least at the time that when I'm studying, I need to search where here is actually the good things and the bad things. If I will now yearn for the revelation of the Creator, for the revelation of the good operations, bestowal, love, connection between us, then immediately what will be revealed is how much I don't belong in this. This is already the determination of the disease. The next stage, immediately after that, I already ask for corrections. Meaning at the time of the study, we must constantly yearn for the good. Although the bad will be what is revealed, and we're learning how to come to good, even though anyhow in the subconscious we understand that the evil will be revealed. But I'm not expecting it. It could be that immediately I will come to the good, even though it's against all that we're learning. But the direction must be as such, only towards the good. When we learn Torah, we learn in wholeness and in joy. That's it. The Torah is joyous. Okay? I see that holidays for Israel are a very difficult thing. What do you have, American? Give him a microphone. He's ready for half an hour with his hand up.
Rav, what does it mean to ask for correction?
Ash?
Ma ze levakesh tikun.
Oh, to ask. What is to ask for correction? To be healthy? You know what it is or not, when a person asks for health?
I know how to ask you a question. I don't know what is the Creator.
I know how to ask you a question. I don't know what the Creator is.
What is the Creator?
And if you silently turn to friends, is that you do understand that there is a group and you don't talk to them, but just like as if you're talking. In silence, you approach them. Like sometimes you want a person to talk like that or do like this. So you really want, you're like pressing him with your question, with your inner question. You kind of want it to happen like that with him. Well, you don't understand that either? You want for someone to behave in a certain manner. You really want to receive a desired response.
Okay,
you don't understand that?
We study Kabbalah because we want to feel good.
באים לכאן לומדים קבלה כי רוצים להרגיש טוב.
Apparently is not the right. That's not enough. That's not a prayer. That's not asking for correction. So
אבל זה לא מספיק, זה לא תפילה, זה לא בקשת תיקון. אז אני
When you come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, you want to feel good. That's true. And then you start to discover the bad states. And whoever is not willing to accept those and receive them, that his evil inclination is being revealed in order to correct and in accordance to advance on the path, then he escapes. So he escapes. Do you know how many people went through me? Thousands. How many with a Rabash? I don't know. Throughout his life, I don't know. Thousands for sure. It's like that. 1,000 enter a room, one goes out to instruction. Because they come, like you say, I'm coming to feel good. Right? Who doesn't want it? That's our nature. Instead of that, I receive bad. This is the right place where I am at. This is Torah, and this is its benefits. And this is its rewards. Where is what I deserve? Look how much I invested. Look how much I did. For all the things in this world, if I'm giving effort, I am rewarded with something. Sometimes I receive a little less than what I hoped for. Then I'm disappointed. But anyhow, I'm not to the point where I get the opposite. This is already against the logic. This is breaking my head. It's not giving me the ability to remain. Your complaint is correct. I'm with you. Only the Creator has a different mind. What can we do? He arranged it in a different way. Because He gave you a point in the heart. And He wants for you to strengthen it. That's the choice, the free will to get strengthened in the path. And you will receive disappointments, blows, despair, even greater. And qualitative, more qualitative. You will have great doubts. How is it that you have doubts? No, of course. The Creator will be revealed to you as Pharaoh, as Haman, in a way that you won't even believe that this is the upper force. This is what He's doing to me. You just wait. Yes? Therefore, there are certain rules that you have to write them down and keep them like a parrot, you know, like a monkey, without thinking. And this is strengthening in the group, annulment towards the group, and this is actually enough. This will give you the right point for the right relationship with all that's going past you, all that you're going through. That's it. You do it, and then we'll talk. There's there next to you also, by the wall, our friend, another nudnik there. Good morning.
Good morning, Rav. I wanted to ask you, during the reading of the Zohar, we are supposed to ask for correction. So, I'm asking you,
what is it we have to ask? Whatever the heart demands, it demands. You can say whatever to the Creator, whatever you want. The Creator doesn't have ears that He hears what you're taking out of your mouth. He's connected in your heart. Even what you don't feel that's going on in your heart, He feels. What will you do? You understand? In your heart, inside your desires, the most inner desire, in which there is no picture in this desire. How can we say? This desire, you don't feel in this desire any what I want. It's the foundation of the desires. From there, you have a connection with the light, with the Creator. You're not the landlord on this. You're not the owner of this. You don't touch this. At this point, you can correct only with the help of that light itself. So what? What you're saying in your mouth, you yourself don't know. And no one's, you know, that's the false world. No one's even taking that into consideration. You see in the whole world how people are speaking. So what? Is someone paying attention to whatever another is speaking? Him himself also, in one moment, he'll speak differently. You can convince any person in any way. If not, through blows. It's the best, the best convincing. That's it. Meaning, with the Creator, you don't have any games. You play with yourself. And with yourself also, you don't have much play. Only through the environment, as much as you'll be able to improve yourself.
The truth is, I don't always understand you, because you always say that everything is set up from above, it all comes from above, and at the end, you also say that a person needs to do this on his own, and so on, and all the thoughts and everything you have in your heart comes from above. So there is no me here that stands here. Sometimes I ask myself, I don't even know who I am, because I work with the heart I have, the brain I have. It's all set up for me, so everything is from above.
You're here for already over an hour, right?
Yes.
Why are you here? You don't need to know anything. I am stupid. I'm talking about myself, not about you. Don't get hurt.
I'm
saying this seriously. I am stupid. I don't know anything about myself. I don't know who I am and what I am, where I'm receiving all these influences, these disturbances, these signals, where they're coming from, these entrances in me, who I am, how I'm connected to the whole world. I don't know anything. I'm told, calm down, you don't need to know. Like a baby who doesn't know anything. There is only one action for you. Before that also, you were related like a bit to a baby who didn't have, you know, like that. He would just throw his hands and feet up in the air, he's laying down, he doesn't know how to do anything. Now you grew up a little bit. Now they want from you the initial response. Did you see babies once?
I have 4 kids.
Wonderful. What do they want from a child, first thing? The first thing that we want from a response from a baby, what do we want? A smile, right? Mommy did him like that so that he will smile. Yes? Is it right or wrong?
Right.
Because it's natural. What do I know? That's nature. This is what they want from you now. So don't look at the whole world, you don't understand anything in it. The Creator is now awakening you, he's kind of doing like this to you so that you will smile. That's it. But he's awakening you in which you don't feel so comfortable or good, because it's not the corporeal, the beastly smile that you feel like that. Also for a baby, this is a special disturbance. He doesn't understand this. He's just going like, yeah, like this. It's not a smile, but mother wants him to respond to her, that he will have a response. To enter this mutuality, to a connection. So he awakens us with such a connection. He's also going like this to you.
I'm smiling. Yeah.
Not more. Now you're being told, in order to understand his attitude towards you, you need to be connected with the environment. What's the environment? With life, with mother, with what you have in your small, diminished world. Don't go too far. Don't start with the whole big philosophy. You're still with the limited mind. But you're told like this: get stronger with your connection with the environment. Buy yourself friends, meaning invest as much as possible in your environment so that they will strengthen you through this, through them connecting you constantly. And it's not dependent on them. It's dependent on how much you invest in them and how much you give. It will influence you in return. And then you will begin to feel that the Creator is approaching you. All of a sudden, the evil inclination will be revealed to you. And then you'll come to the Zohar and you'll say, I want a cure. What will I do? Where is this force that will do good for me? And even if you don't reveal the evil inclination prior to that, when you'll read the Zohar, you'll want to connect to the society. And then it will be revealed to you how opposite you are from them, and you don't want it.
So you said that the smile is what the Creator wants from us. So
yes.
This is really good that
it's not so good. To smile to the Creator requires a lot of strength. It's against your ego.
So how can I, with the blow that I suffer, a person suffers a blow and he
this
smiles
less
because
for the bad.
You said a baby. When I play with a baby, when it smiles, I don't make him suffer. And I believe that if I make my baby suffer, then it'll cry. It won't smile. So how can you tell me that the Creator, wants to make us smile when we just feel pain? So I don't understand what's going on here.
What's going on is they're trying to make from you an Adam, a man, and not a baby. And an Adam is one who grows above the corporeal, egoistic desire.
So how to have that pain and still go towards this?
Through connection with the society, with the environment.
So, okay, we hear the lessons every day, so then what's the connection?
Wait a few years.
No, it scares me when you say a few more years. You said to a friend on Monday, I think, you said to that friend, you said so many years. I said, well, I don't want to stay for so many. I want the revelation. I don't want to have it last for so many years. So what do I do?
If you want for the Creator to be revealed to you, make from yourself a place for His revelation. This is called to come to the law of equivalence of form, that you will be in the measure of bestowal. And to that degree, he will be revealed in you. I am telling you about a simple law, similarity, equivalence, or similarity or equivalence, to be similar to him. That's it. This is what we need to do. This is what we're learning. This is what we're trying to execute. There is nothing other than that. To be an Adam who is similar to him, and to that degree he will be revealed in you, in your corrected kilim, with the intention in order to bestow.
Well, thank you. May God help, because it's not simple.
Good, the God will help. That's good. I recommend to you to think more that your friends will help. Because the Creator will help, you're kind of delaying the problem. And not that it's not right, but through friends. This we should not forget. Yes.
Actually, to follow up on this discussion now, we all have problems. Some have it in the workplace, other in relationships, health. Everyone gets his own share. I don't know how it is here or in other groups, but I know that in our group...
What is ours?
Tel Aviv. It's the United Tel Aviv group, not the center or the north. It's united for a few months now. So it's not customary to help each other in corporeal things, meaning it's not our path. It's not customary. And on the other hand, there's the article of Arvut that basically calls upon 600,000 to help the individual to remove the corporeal concerns from him so he can be totally free for spiritual work. So there's a call for building some mechanisms for days to come, or maybe now, maybe when the group strengthens, when the world clique becomes stronger, to build mechanisms of mutual guarantee, because one has health problems, the other has work issues, the other has sustenance problems, and the other has relationship issues, and other people can help each other. Isn't it time that we begin to give some of our energy and time to take care of that as well?
This is a very complex question. It's complex. I would say even convoluted. It's difficult because it depends on what framework we're trying to implement it, to realize it in. If you're saying it on an international level, this is a very difficult problem. One can have his reward in his loss. It's really not simple. This is not, there are ascents and descents in our connection, and wrong connections between us. We understand that we don't understand ourselves and the group, and definitely not the other groups. With Rabash, it was not customary to do any systems for help for each other, because there was a fear that they would cause certain quarrels, and we saw a few things like this, and we really, they were very not pleasant, in which people entered such shared businesses or interactions. But there has to be a certain committee in every group. It could be one or two or three, depending on the size of the group, which deals with special cases which happen, in which, you know, friends happen, and obviously, as long as they tell us about it. So it could be that there will be a room for some help, from certain help, and also very certain, because very specific, and so in order to not cause a friend, by doing so, some, I don't know, so he won't start using his ego, and more and more. I am not recommending the approach so quickly such systems within a group. Only spiritual help. And days will tell. Time will tell. We're entering very difficult times in the whole world, and we will see how we really here will behave. I don't have yet an idea. I'm totally hoping that we will make such a connection between us, which is correct, that we won't feel the crisis, we won't feel the difficulty, and by doing so, we will give an example to everyone, both in the physical and in the spiritual life, that from connection, we truly feel that everything is changing and improving. Even though also the greatest Kabbalists went through very difficult lives, Bala Sulam, Rabash, they suffered a lot in the days of the Great Depression in Israel. Well, let's hope that this time we will move immediately to spiritual corrections. Yes.
Vadim from Yekaterinburg is asking, one time I hear that you have to turn to the group, the other time to the Creator. How do I not get confused?
We never turn to the Creator, only through the group. Only from within the system you can turn to him. Because he is within the system, you need to depict the right situation, in which is the light, which is revealing the corrected kli, as part of the corrected kli. And the part of this corrected kli is the friends, which are in love and in unity and connection between them, and therefore you turn to them and want to reveal from them the form, the force of bestowal. And it is called that you are turning to the Creator. Bo ure, come and see. You are turning to the corrected vessels within them, above the ego, which are they're connected in unity. Simply, don't make here some philosophies. The creator is called the force of bestowal, the property of bestowal, which is revealed within the corrected vessels. And therefore, we can't turn to some, I don't know, foggy thing up there in the air. I don't know what each person is imagining to himself, what the creator is. It's the force of bestowal, which is revealed between the creatures. It, him we want to be revealed. Meanwhile, for the meantime, according to our imagination, we're turning. But what imagination? The force of bestowal which connects the shattered vessels. Yes?
Miguel from Mexico and Victor from Kim are asking about the preparation for the lesson. And also, students that are coming along, how can we improve their preparation for the lesson? And also, how to examine that I'm ready to open the Zohar if I made sufficient preparations.
So even if I did enough the preparation, meaning I don't have this bad feeling that I need to correct, that I'm going to ask for the correction, like it says, I created the evil inclination, and then I created the Torah as a spice. So if I don't have it, then anyhow, I learn in order for the sake of getting closer and to be corrected. And from this, the corruption is discovered. As it is written about the students of Rabbi Shimon, when they used to come to the Book of Zohar, to write the Book of Zohar, not to read like us, but to write it, and they would discover those upper degrees, and all of a sudden, between them, fire, hatred would be revealed, in which they could not stand each other truly. And then, when they would correct this, they would discover, they would reveal what they were writing here in this book of Zohar. So first of all, there was an inclination for connection. During this inclination for connection, the corrupted new desires would be revealed, which didn't come to correction yet. Previously, and now they're being revealed, and so now they're coming and being revealed, and then they would correct them, and from corruption and correction, in which they would reveal the lights of correction and the lights of filling. This was the writing of the Book of Zohar. Okay. Let's read a little bit more.
Chapter 236, under the title, You Shall Torture Your Soul. In the seventh month, in the tenth of the month, it is Malchut, you shall torture your souls, because it depends on the soul, because the light of Malchut is called Nefesh, and Nefesh is always Malchut. And because of that, eating and drinking from the ninth of the month, which is Yisod, is more than in any other day. It is impossible for the Chokhmah to be revealed without harsh judgments appearing with her, to rain on the heads of the villains, so they won't receive the Chokhmah from above downwards. This is the matter of the five torments of the Day of Atonement, from which the judgments continue to the heads of the wicked. Then Chokhmah can be revealed. It is written that all the soul that will not be tormented in this day will be cut off from her nations. Because if one did not receive the five torments in order to push away the wicked, the Chokhmah will not be able to appear in the soul. And the light of Chokhmah is the light of life, and therefore she was cut off from her nations. In the tenth of the month, it is Malchut, where is the place of revelation of Chokhmah. Because the revelation of Chokhmah is not in any Sfirah, but the Sfirah of Malchut alone. And therefore, we should determine that correction there, so the judgment continue from her to the heads of the wicked, when the Chokhmah will be revealed. Therefore it is written, you shall torture your soul. We should awaken in the Malchut these five torments from which the judgments continue, because this thing depends only in the Nefesh, which is the aspect of Malchut, where is the place of revelation of Chokhmah, and not in any other place. And therefore, when the judgments appear in her, she will receive the Chokhmah from the Yesod of Zeranpin. because there's no longer a fear from the wicked ones to suck it from her. Therefore, eating and drinking from the ninth of the month, Yesod, is more than in another day. Therefore, the Malchut will be able to receive from the Yesod the mochin of the illumination of Chochmah, referred to as eating and drinking, more than in another day, because the Malchut receives only from the Yesod. Therefore, we should multiply eating and drinking in the evening of the Day of Atonement, which is the ninth of the month, Yesod, because since one receives five torments in the Day of Atonement, she is worthy of receiving eating and drinking from the Yesod, in a way that the correction of the torment of the soul in the Day of Atonement illuminates through the correction of eating and drinking on the ninth of the month. For she is kept away from the evil ones, and everyone who eats and drinks on the ninth, as if tormented the ninth and the tenth, because the torment of the soul on the tenth shines on the mochin that are bestowed on the ninth and keeps them. 237. On that day, any joy, any light, and any concession in the worlds, which is a redemption for the transgressions, are all dependent on the upper Ima. For all the springs extend and come out of it, both the illumination of Chochmah and the illumination of Chassadim. Then all the candles light from the lights of fire in Malchut, and they light in joy and light until everything is perfumed. And then all the judgments are in an illumination. For all the judgments that extend from the five torments are what causes the Chochmah to shine. Without them, the Chochmah would not appear. The judgment does not happen but because it is threatening. Therefore it is said, you shall torture your soul to allow the illumination of Chochmah. 238. Israel were exiled from their land only when they were heretic towards the Creator. As it is said, we have no share or territory in Ben Ishai, because David is the Malchut. For they said, we have no share in Malchut. In another verse it says, now see your house of David. The Malchut is called the house of David. The house of Jacob, it says, go and we shall go in the light of the Creator. The house of Jacob, as it is written, is the house of my glory, that I shall glorify. For Yaakov Tiferet, and the house of Tiferet is the Malchut. The house of David is Malchut as well. The house of Jacob, we shall go in the light of the Creator. And the river comes out of Eden to water the garden. The river is the Ranpin, waters the garden, Malchut. He planted the garden in order to amuse with the righteous that dwell there. Therefore it is written, the house of Jacob, Malchut, go in the light of the Creator, Zeranpin, that waters the Malchut. 239. It is written, in the tenth of this seventh month, it is the Day of Atonement, it shall be the reading of holiness for you, for you tortured your soul. It is written, and you had the constitution of the world in the seventh month, in the tenth of the month, you shall torture your soul. And it is written, said, it is written there only on the tenth. The word only is here to reduce, because it is written, you tortured your soul on the ninth of the month in the evening. But on the tenth, I shall redeem you. 240. 7 days you shall eat matzah, but on the first day you shall keep the se'ol, the leavened, out of your houses. He divided it that part is forbidden and part is permitted to eat the leavened bread. It is written in the tenth of the month as well, part is permitted and part is forbidden. And we will move on to the next part of the lesson.